Workman, Mabel E., St. Helena, California, November 15, 1906. Mrs. Mabel E. Workman, my dear granddaughter Mabel, I have been suffering with malaria, and I am kept quite busy coughing and clearing my throat and lungs, but I do not feel despondent. 1 week ago, last Sabbath, I filled an appointment to speak in the church in San Francisco. We had an excellent meeting. There seemed to be an earnest desire to hear and an interest in the words spoken. This is the first time I had spoken in the San Francisco church since long before the earthquake and fire. The building was in a much better condition than I expected to find it. The meeting room is large and well kept. On the platform and in front, the floor is carpeted with red Brussels. The carpet is well preserved and is kept looking nice. The pulpit is well arranged. Your grandfather and I were the ones who worked up the plans for erecting this building. A few others united with us, and we all worked together as best we could. There are large stained glass windows, which help to give a good appearance. The baptistry is nicely arranged. Back of the pulpit, the wall swings back on hinges, and the baptistry is thus brought into full view of the audience. I cannot express my thankfulness that the Lord preserved this large meeting house through the earthquake and the fire. We appreciate it now very much. The church is rented to the Presbyterians for services on Sunday. This makes it a little inconvenient for us at times, but as their meeting house was destroyed, they feel very grateful for the privilege of using ours. In some of the lower rooms, dispensary work is carried on, and there are well-equipped treatment rooms. The work that has been done here has been a blessing to many, especially since the fire. The baptismal service was very impressive. I first spoke to the people and prayed with them. The Lord Jesus seemed to come very near, and that to bless. I entreated the people not to become careless and not to disregard the admonitions given by the great calamity that has befallen San Francisco. For years, Jesus labored to convince the Jews that great calamities would come upon their nation unless they should repent. Christ pronounced the woes that would come upon Jerusalem. To the blind priests and unbelieving Pharisees, he spoke words of entreaty, but denounced the wickedness of their course. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Matthew 23, verse 34 to 36. Then with tears, Christ expressed his great sorrow in the words, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him, for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Matthew 23, verse 37 to 39, 24, 1, 2. The disciples were amazed at his words. They could not see how they could possibly be fulfilled. As they looked at the massive stones of their grand, beautiful temple, it seemed to them that the structure must stand forever. Was not this the opinion that the inhabitants of San Francisco entertained regarding their grand, towering structures and the probability of their destruction? The Lord looks upon impenitent cities. He sends to them by his messengers messages of reproof and of warning. But when his messengers are despised and abused, and the messages rejected, when it is seen that patience and forbearance will not turn the hearts of men to him, God will send judgments, as he has done upon San Francisco. No human power can stand against the mandates of Jehovah. Read this whole 24th chapter of Matthew. The Lord, we know, is near, at the door, and we must move carefully in the Lord's way. Christ has warned us of the judgments that will come upon cities, because their inhabitants have greatly dishonored God. Now is our opportunity to warn the world that the end of all things is at hand. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Verses 42-44. The Lord is sending His judgments to arouse the inhabitants of the world from their condition of apathy. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verses 45-46. Where are the faithful and wise servants in our cities today? Verily, I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Verse 47. That servant who diligently searches the word, speaking the words of truth in faithful warnings, calling attention to the dangers that beset the world, Christ calls a faithful and wise servant. Let those in each town and city who have read these warnings manifest a diligent concern for souls. Let them speak of the truths of the Word of God. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verse 46. May the Lord arouse his people from their condition of sleepy indifference. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, and what he says in his heart, his actions will manifest. My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verses 48-51. Will the inhabitants of the cities heed the warnings of God? We are thankful that Oakland suffered but lightly. But will the inhabitants of Oakland now repent of their sins? Will they continue to allow the saloons to deal out liquor to make men insane when they know the sure result? It is the privilege of men of influence to cooperate with God and with the one who gave his life to redeem every son and daughter of Adam. But when men in authority permit the open saloons, which lead to such awful results, these men will have a serious account to settle with the great judge of the earth. I feel alarmed for the cities of our land, unless men will heed the words of warning from the great ruler of the universe, unless people believe his word and arise to sweep away the curse of drink. Where are our temperance workers? How does our great ruler regard the conditions that exist in our wicked cities? Woe unto them, he declares, that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink. Isaiah 5, verse 11. The men who rule need to be brought under control to the all-wise God, who will certainly punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The time is near at hand when the earth shall disclose her blood and no more cover her slain. This chapter should be printed in a tract and circulated everywhere. After the calamity that came to San Francisco, if their rulers had acted in the fear of God, it would not now be necessary to bring before the people of these cities the strong language that is found in these chapters. These words will be literally fulfilled unless the inhabitants of our world awake and become converted. Let those who have their Bibles and who believe the Word of God become active temperance workers. Who will now seek to advance the work of our Redeemer? Let every church member work in the right lines. There is a great work to be done to exalt the truth. Shall we permit the satanic agencies to triumph completely? We stand guilty before God because of our neglect of His work. What are the servants of God doing? One who is mighty in counsel is taking measure of character. Where are the ministers of the gospel? In the ministry of God's word, the very best talent is needed. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Isaiah 8, verse 13. Let us exalt the Lord as the one who has rightful dominion as the supreme ruler in his church. Shall not those who are soundly converted lift up their voice in an earnest effort to stay the awful deeds that are bringing the judgments of God upon our nation and upon the world? We seem as men who know not what the living out of the law means. Let Christ be exalted in his mediatorial work.